Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for construction on Kellogg between K96 and the county line. It's part of an ongoing road project in both directions. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather.
Good morning. It's a mostly cloudy start to the day. We may even see a sprinkle, especially north of Wichita. Then partly cloudy this afternoon. North winds 10 to 15 and a high of 63. Partly cloudy and chilly overnight. 43 should do it for the low. Back over to a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. High 66. Mostly cloudy and 65 on Thursday with a chance of rain. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
We have an app and we decided to spell it really weird. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it right now. Download it right now. It's free.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you here with us on Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Savage. Talking about a story that, honestly, Paul, just kind of sucks, doesn't it?
It does. No question.
Just kind of sucks.
But it's an important story. It's very important. It really has to do with the integrity of the sports, of sports. I mean, it's a story that's got to be told. It's a story that's got to have consequences. It's a story everybody needs to know and understand what the consequences are of gambling. And even for those of us that aren't within the confines of organized sports, we have to understand that there are consequences in family, in finances, in the lives of those around us. And we've got to understand that. And it's all got to be done. Anything that has to do with gambling has all got to be done in a reasonable manner, a manner that one can afford, a manner that's appropriate for your situation. And I think we would all agree on that.
Yeah. So so we both think Sorsby's not playing anymore.
He's never going to play again.
I think so too. That really changes the Big 12, Paul. Texas Tech doesn't have like a quarterback option right now. Will Hammond, who had to step in a lot for Bear Morton last year, he tore his ACL in October. Joey McGuire, Texas Tech's head coach, said recently he's not expected to be ready by the season opener. Best case scenario they're thinking is week three. I don't know who their third string quarterback is. I don't know who else they have in there. But Hammond, Texas Tech was a totally different team last year when it was Hammond in there. Now what are they going to do? That's the guy that may be the... So here's what it's done to the odds of winning the Big 12. Tech went from a prohibitive favorite to now at even money. Still even money because they still have an insanely talented roster everywhere else, right? We know they've spent the money. They got a lot of great players there. Just look at last year's NFL draft. Look at last weekend's NFL draft. Tech players all over the board. They're doing it again this offseason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they're still going to be really good, but it opens the door. These are according to, I think it's FanDuel. BYU at 6-1, Utah at 7.5-1. Okay. K-State now at 15-1.
This,
if we're Big 12 followers here, Paul,
mm-hmm.
This does feel like a big opening for K-State.
Yeah.
It's Colin Klein's first year. Xavier Johnson senior season. We think now that I say that, I wonder what this does for his eligibility. These changes we talked about. Does he get a fifth year? I think he might. We really need. We need. I, we, We're going to have to get Kevin Saul will be with us, I think, next week. Well, Tim Fitzgerald will have some insight on this Thursday for us. Xavier Johnson, is this really his last year? Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's coming into a year with Colin Klein here, the guy where he thrived with. K-State has brought in a lot of players through the portal. Could this be the opening they needed to maybe have a special season in Colin Klein's first year? They don't play Tech anyway. So, you know, can they make a run at this thing? I think if you're any team in the Big 12 right now, you feel like, hey, the door just got kicked open in a big way. Sorsby was the top number one or number two overall prospect in the transfer portal. Tech had him. Now they just don't have him. They don't have a quarterback.
Boy, I'll tell you what, rags to riches, it seems like. And that's a really good point. You think, well, who's on the roster if you're going to be? But you know, here's the thing that we don't know. They've got a lot of money. They've got some boosters that aren't afraid to kick this money.
But how, where are you going to go find a quarterback now?
Well, maybe that quarterback finds Tech. I don't know how that's going to work. But with all the money that's available at Texas Tech, anybody that's doing this with money as a major consideration, they may just go find Tech themselves. I don't know how this is going to happen. But where there's a will, there's a way. And as we know, in most things, anything almost goes anymore, it seems like, with regards to college football and people transferring and going wherever they want. Everybody's afraid of lawsuits. And so where do they go? I don't know. But something tells me something will happen, Jacob. It just seems that way to me. But I don't know what it'll be.
I don't either.
I don't know what it'll be.
Paul, I don't think they can just go get somebody. What are you going to do?
Well,
is there anybody left in the portal? I don't think there is.
Is there anybody that need? And I don't. Can anybody go still make a move if without the portal?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. I mean,
everybody's done with the portal, and I'm just not sure on that rule. We don't hear anything much about that, do we? So that's a good question.
Because this doesn't come up, right? Like, this isn't a normal thing. But yeah, no, I think the portal's crazy, but it's crazy during the portal.
It's crazily now, organized. Like, yeah, that's right. It's crazy, but
right,
it's organized.
I don't know what Tech thinks they can do here. I mean, I'm sure they're going to furiously do everything they can to try to have Sorsby be able to play games this year. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure. Listen, I don't know that Texas Tech could take the hit by being an advocate.
Oh, yes, they don't care. Yes, they could. Yes, they could. They do not care.
You
don't think they're selling out the stadium if they figure out a way for it to have Brendan Sorsby play?
I don't.
Paul, they don't care. What do they care?
There is still such a thing as integrity. Come on, isn't there? I think there's still a thing called integrity. We don't see it as much as we used to it as it appears in college football. But come on. I mean, that's a hit to us college. I mean, that's a hit to an athletic department.
What would be the hit? What's the hit? Tell me what the hit is.
The hit is that just because you want to win, you're willing to take someone who has unabashedly said, screw the system, I'll do what I want to do, I'll ruin the name of college football, I'll tarnish the name of Texas Tech, I don't care what you say, and we're going to bring this guy back.
How does it tarnish the name Texas Tech?
Because he was at Texas Tech. Texas Tech did not police their program well enough to know that their best player on the team, the most important player on the team, maybe the best paid player on the team, was doing these things that are deemed to be harmful to Texas Tech University. I think that's huge. I'm sorry, Jacob, but I think that's huge. I think that's big.
What do you think? The reputation, what kind of hit on the reputation of USC did Reggie Bush give them?
At the time, it was fairly significant. Although
you think it was?
I never really...
What do you remember about it?
What I remember about it, if you want to be real truthful, what I remember about it is I remember thinking to myself, I really don't blame Reggie Bush for trying to take care of his family. That's sort of the thing I remember.
But he broke a rule. You just say, he broke a rule.
But it wasn't for him, was it? Whatever
it was, a rule.
It was a rule, but that rule was applying to his family. The
you know what I think of when I think of Reggie Bush?
What? No, don't
playing
you.
Playing Vince Young in the national championship game, winning the Heisman Trophy. If I'm telling you right now, Texas Tech has a room full of people trying to figure out damage control and how can we figure out a way to get Sorsby to play this year.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm not.
What do you think in January? In January, do you think if Texas Tech's playing for a national championship and Sorsby's their quarterback, they're particularly concerned about the fact that he got caught for something he did while he was somewhere else?
That is, Jacob, that is a long friggin' way away.
Do you think they'll care? Well, do you think KU fans care right now that they had to take some official wins away because of Billy Preston and Silvio De Sousa? You think KU cares?
Well, probably.
You think KU fans care?
All right. I get you. I get that point, but this is not that.
It is absolutely that. He broke a rule, and the only thing that matters in college sports at that level is winning. Now, what do you take greater offense at? You know, there are things that are morally objectable, got, you know, violent crimes and things that happen that players are forgiven for all the time. Brendan Sorsby is being accused of betting small amounts of money over the years on sports he wasn't supposed to.
But the point is
nobody, if I'm telling you, Paul, they're in a room right now in Lubbock, Texas, as they're trying to figure out, boy, how can we get him back on the field? Nobody's concerned with the, boy, you know, our reputation's going to take a black eye if we do this. Nobody cares. They're not, that's not even, like, that is so far off their radar. Right now, if they really wanted to set a moral standard, they wouldn't say we're fully supporting him and everything that he does. They'd say you're off the team.
Well, I get your point.
That's not what they're saying.
Well, I get your point, and it's well taken. And yet, somehow, I still think we're not above, you know, doing the right thing in certain places, sending the right message in certain places. We are, at Texas Tech, an institution of higher learning with ethics and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking to myself, what kind of message do we send if we bring the if we fight for this guy? Just to bring
that they
want
to win football games.
If they want to win football games. And I still have more confidence in
what message do the Kansas City Chiefs send by drafting Tyreek Hill or not having a team, you know, impose punishment to Rashi Rice?
But that's pro football. See, there's a difference between pro football. We all know this is about money in pro football. Well, that's still not the ideal for college sports. College sports is still about education, kids learning, kids growing up, kids learning the responsibilities of life, the lessons that sports teach. Those things are still in play, Jacob. At least for me,
welcome
they're still
to Paul
in
play. Savage's fantasy land here on Sports
Paul
Daily.
Paul Savage, I like it. And I'm going to give you a...
Look, that stuff matters. I'm not downplaying that. I'm really not. I'm not trying to. What I'm trying to do is give my best estimation of what's happening in Lubbock right now. And my best estimation is they are doing every single thing that they can to try to get him to play.
Well, I'd love to find out. How can we find out? Do we have a listener that has any connection?
Well, we're going to find out because we're going to see how this plays out. Does Tech challenge the NCAA on it? Do they just roll over and say, sorry, he's done for the year. We're moving on. Like, we'll find out.
If they challenge, I'm mad. I'm done with Texas Tech. I've always liked Texas Tech because they've always been a part of the original South. I love the Southwest Conference. I'm always for the old Southwest.
Paul, how long did it take your Baylor Bears to do something with Art Briles?
Well, I don't know, 4 or 5 criminal players, and we were pretty good.
Yeah, you think it was maybe a little after the fact, after it got caught? You think anybody in Waco knew that maybe there was some troubles going on down there?
When I found out, I was pissed. I'm not going to lie to you. He's got to go.
Everyone was pissed in his situation.
Yes,
everyone was.
He had to go.
Sorsby's, like, to you know, that's naive of me to even bring it up with, you know, with what Sorsby's being accused of being an 18 to 22-year-old.
I wanted people to go to jail for that Baylor deal.
On a baseball game and stuff.
Right. I wanted him to go to jail on that Baylor deal because that was abusing.
You wanted Riles to go to jail?
I would have been okay with me because if he knew and there were things that being said about that, he was a bad man. If he knew and he allowed it, he's a bad man, Jacob.
Well, I'm telling you right now in Lubbock, they're trying to figure out a way to get Brendan Sorsby to play football. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think he's going to be able to.
This is one
of those things that there just usually is zero wiggle room on. Mm-hmm. Just absolute too much on the line. Zero wiggle room. Like,
no wiggle room.
I cannot imagine he plays for them next year. And now the door is wide open if he doesn't in the Big 12.
What would the NCAA be able to do to him? I mean, punish him
under the rules that are already in place.
Okay. Well, I'm just thinking that if they do find a way for him to come back, would the NCAA have something that they could base a rule upon?
The challenge will be to the NCAA. And the NCAA still is a rules enforcement body.
All right.
Right. That is, it's not like, you know, work issues or anything like that. These are the rules that you abide by if you're going to play NCAA sports. If you break them, you can't play NCAA sports. Nobody's saying you can't play football anymore. They're saying you can't play NCAA football anymore. You can go, you know, play junior college football, maybe whatever. But, like, the NCAA still does have that small sliver of power. And this is one that usually doesn't get budged on, whether it's pro sports, college sports, whatever. When it comes to betting, they don't mess around. I don't think he's going to play. I'm with you. But what I do want to see what Tech tries to come up with here. All right, we'll come back. We got a little more Sports Daily for you on a Tuesday. Don't go away.
And licensed certified technicians serving Wichita over 50 years for sump pumps, water heaters, showers, tubs, sinks, faucets, water softeners, and more. Online at superiorplumbingict.com.
Superior Plumbing will come a running because we care, treat you fair and square. And our name says it all, Superior.
684-8349.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is
Just driving the kids to soccer practice.
Make every day feel epic in the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
And hey, come on, no cleats on the seats.
Did you hear? Allstate car insurance now costs even less. So when you bundle with home, you can save even more. Check Allstate first to bundle and save with a new lower auto rate. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings may vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this...
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.